This is Anabaptist Perspectives. The guest for today's episode is Stephen Brubaker. He is the administrator at Faith Builders Educational Programs, and he is the author of the book, A Mennonite Thinks About Knowing, which you can find at christianlearning.org. Today, he speaks with us about the Christian mind.
So, what is a Christian mind, and how do I know if I have one? A Christian mind, it's a great question, and I would say there's at least two major components here. The first component has to do with beliefs and values that are in alignment with a Christ-centered and biblical understanding of the world, the way things really are. Beliefs that align with that, values that align with that. Beliefs being that realm of our what our mind commitments are, what we think is true about the world. Values, what we think is important about the world, the way things ought to be, what we love. So when our beliefs and values are in alignment with the way things are, that'd be one way to say it. Another way to say it would be with a Christ-focused, biblical view of reality. That's a Christian mind. And that is beliefs and values in any realm of reality. So that's part of this is an unending pursuit to whatever it is, whether it's business or raising a family or playing volleyball. What are the beliefs and values that are consistent with being Christ-focused? So that's one aspect of being of having a Christian mind. But another aspect that is maybe more fundamental is that actually the ways we think about the world, not merely the thoughts we have, but the way we come to those thoughts, the approaches that we take to reality, need to also be in alignment. As an example, I remember talking to a chemistry professor here at Meadville, and asked him. He was describing his view of evolution and how that was the way man came into existence, life came into existence, and so on. And so, after his presentation, I asked him, "Is it possible?" You gave one way, one set of answers for this question. Is it possible that God is the true explanation for the question? And he said, oh, absolutely. But since science can't access that answer, I'm not interested in it. Well, that's what I mean by actually a Christian mind has a different set of ways to access an understanding of true beliefs and values. So it includes true beliefs and values, but it also has a different way or a different methodology for actually accessing those. So that's the first part of your question, or at least that's some ideas toward it. How do I know if I have it? Well, you know, a Christian mind is, it's more a process than a destination in some way. Maybe on one level we could say a Christian mind is a mind that is seeking to be in alignment with Christ and an understanding of the world that is consistent with that. Mm-hmm. And if that's where I am, I have a Christian mind, even though there may be a lot of pieces of that are still not present. If you're in a secular college, there is, unless you have a Christian professor, there's no effort made whatsoever to connect what you are studying with God. Mm-hmm. Which, if the Christian worldview is true, and I'm absolutely convinced that it is, then you're really not getting the entire picture. You're getting a distorted picture of reality if you cannot see how God is connected to this discipline that you're studying. Mm-hmm. And so, absolutely, I think for the person who's in a secular college, they can be accumulating all of this information about their discipline or other disciplines and never actually make that connection with the Creator. Mm-hmm. So that's a tremendous challenge. Now, I think it's possible for a Christian to do that. in those settings. But you're going to have to be intentional. You're going to have to work at it. You're going to have to do a reading not required by the professors. You're going to have to seek out Christians who have thought in that arena and who can make those connections. You're going to have to study the scriptures that speak to the questions that you're wrestling with. And so that's going to be a real challenge, but it's a challenge worthy of us as followers of Christ. We're going to have a mind. And college, as well as every other experience in life, shapes our mind. When Jesus was asked, what is the most important thing that we can do? He answered it in terms of, first of all, he gave a proposition. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. That is a proposition about the way the world really is. That's the basis. That's the reason why we can connect all of these studies to God and to a Christian framework. But Jesus goes on to say, he gives that proposition, the Lord is one. And then he goes on to say, the most important thing we can do is to love God with our heart, with our soul, with our mind and strength. And so we are called, first of all, to be lovers of God. That is the focal point of our life, to love Him. And that one of the capacities we have to love Him with is our mind. And so if we are going to do that, if we're going to actually cooperate with, if we're going to participate in what God is calling us to, that means we're going to take our minds, cultivate it in a way that is consistent with God. That is developing a Christian mind. So is it important? Absolutely. Jesus says it's one of the most important things that we can do.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Anabaptist Perspectives. For more information, you can go to our website at anabaptistperspectives.org, where we have a blog, and this material is also available in video form on YouTube and Facebook, both under the name Anabaptist Perspectives. This podcast is also available on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Anchor. We would love to hear your feedback, so if you have any thoughts on something that was shared on this show, please let us know. Again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for joining us for this episode, and thanks to our donors and partners for making this possible. We publish essays on our website at anabaptistperspectives.org. We also release these essays in narrated form as their own podcast called Essays for King Jesus.